Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. Happy Saturday, everyone. This summer, we put out a call on our Facebook for topic suggestions that were not about the United States or Europe. We got a lot of suggestions from Australia asking us to talk about Ned Kelly or other bushrangers. They came in bit like the same time, because when I put this on our Facebook, it was the middle of the night in Australia. And all of a sudden, people in Australia started waking up and looking at Facebook and responding to this with questions about Ned Kelly and similar folks.
And previous hosts Sarah and Dablina actually did 3 episodes about bushrangers back in 2011. So over the next 3 Saturdays, we are going to share all of those. And today we are starting with Ned Kelly, which first came out on June 20th, 2011.
One thing that comes up in this episode is that Sarah and Dablina didn't know the details of movies about Ned Kelly offhand when it came up in the studio. That happens to us sometimes too. And then they heard from lots of listeners about these movies after the episode originally aired. They talk about this again at the end of the third thing that we're sharing on a Saturday. But so listeners don't have to wait that long. A couple of the examples that they talk about are the 2003 Ned Kelly starring Heath Ledger and the 1970 Ned Kelly starring Mick Jagger, of all people. Of course, there are plenty of others. Bushranger movies are a whole genre in Australian cinema.
And one last note that we want to make sure we share. This episode is more than 8 years old at this point. And if we were recording this same story today, we would probably update various language related to criminal justice and incarceration. So just keep that in mind.
Otherwise, enjoy.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Dablina Chakraborty.
And I'm Sarah Dowdy.
And this episode starts off in one of my favorite ways, with the mysterious unidentified head, or skull, rather.
It is a good way to start a podcast.
We've done it a few times, but it's always a classic intro. So here's how this story starts. In 2009, a West Australian farmer named Tom Baxter turned in a skull to the authorities, claiming that it's the skull of Ned Kelly, a famous bushranger or bandit who was executed back in the 1800s. His body was believed to be buried in a mass grave, but for decades, Kelly's skull lived in a display case in Melbourne Jail, until, that is, it was stolen in 1978.
So nobody has really known where the skull or the head was since then. It's been a mystery. And Baxter didn't really help illuminate that question very much. He refuses to say how he got the skull or if he was involved in its theft, which is kind of sketchy if you think about it.
Yeah, I wonder if there will be more details on that aspect of it in the future. But as far as we know right now, researchers haven't positively identified the head as Ned's. In 2010, they issued kind of a request for help. They had sort of reached the end of the road and as far as they could go in testing things, and they asked people to turn in any information that they know, any stories, any photographs. And at least one man, according to a story in August 2010, has come forward with a tooth that he believes belonged to the skull.
So a tooth that had been handed down through his family as a
souvenir
relic
of some sort
of Ned Kelly.
Exactly. And he has given it to the Victorian Institute of Forensic Medicine, which is the body that's conducting the research. And so
body.
We'll see what happens with that. I know, very punny. So there's been that renewed interest in Kelly, but really he's never really gone away from the Australian collective consciousness. He's been the celebrated outlaw, the subject of many songs, books, and films over the years, and some even think of him as a national folk hero. There are others, though, who consider him just as a ruthless criminal, a villain.
So we're going to try to get to the bottom of how these takes on his character could be so vastly different. And while we explore that, we're also going to take a look at his wild life and the last stand that's been so romanticized over the years. But to really understand Ned's story, first you need to know a little bit about bushrangers. And if you're not Australian, it probably doesn't really have any context for you.
Right, but bushrangers were basically bandits or highwaymen who specialized in robbing, or bailing up, as it was called, stagecoaches, banks, and small settlements.
Yeah, we'll try to use the authentic lingo in this.
Whenever we can. So what they did was sort of in the same vein as the legendary English highway robbers. So they're often compared to the likes of Dick Turpin. Also, sometimes you'll see comparisons to the American Wild West, people like Jesse James. But the bushranging industry actually went for longer than America's Wild West period. The main period of Australia's bushranging spanned about 100 years, from the guy who's considered the first bushranger, Black Caesar, to Ned Kelly's gang in 1880.
Yeah, and there were also more bushrangers per capita in Australia than there were outlaws in America, about 6,000 bushrangers during that period that we mentioned. And a lot of these bushrangers were really just ruthless killers, but sometimes they've been glorified and characterized as Robin Hood-type folk heroes, mainly because of the actions of a few specific bushrangers, such as Edward Teddy the Jew Boy Davis, who supposedly treated his victims humanely and shared what he stole with the poor. And we see this idea in the Kelly story, too. There's certainly a Robin Hood element to it.
So to set up the period that this story takes in a little bit better, we should explain that within that 100-year period of bushranging, there were two sort of sub-periods. From about 1789 to the 1850s, bushrangers were mostly escaped convicts. But from the 1850s to 1880 or so, most bushrangers were free settlers who'd broken the law, and Ned Kelly definitely fell into that latter camp.
Yeah, so Ned Kelly was born in June 1855 in the state of Victoria, Australia, and he was the first son of Irish parents, Ellen and James, called Red Kelly. And his dad had somewhat of a criminal background himself. He had been transported from Ireland to Australia for stealing. And Ned grew up in this clan-like atmosphere of Irish-Australian families in this area. And according to an article by Graham Seal in History Today, they were called free selectors, so basically poor people who were allowed by the government to cultivate tracts of land for a small amount of rent. Many of these free selectors, Ned Kelly's family certainly included, made their living off of a combination of, quote, legal pastoral activities and illegal activities such as stock stealing, which in Australia was known as duffing. And this would consequently get them into trouble with the law now and then.
Yeah, and incidentally, many feel that it's this association with an economically and politically disadvantaged social group that helped characterize bushrangers like Ned as, quote, poor man's heroes. So that kind of sets up the villain versus hero.
Yeah, the Robin Hood motif.
Yeah, right.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be, with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about comfort hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper, waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
So Ned had several run-ins with the law while he was growing up. By age 16, he'd already served one jail sentence, and that year he was convicted of receiving a stolen horse and had to serve another 3-year jail sentence. And by the time he got out in February 1874, Seal says he had transformed into a hard, bitter man.
Yeah, still though, he managed to stay out of trouble for a few years, 3 years. And then in September 1877, he was arrested for public drunkenness and got into this fight with 4 policemen while he was trying to escape. 7 months later, though, things really elevated to another level. One of the policemen who had been involved in that fight, Constable Fitzpatrick, came to the Kelly home, not coming after Ned, but to arrest Ned's brother Dan for horse stealing. And what happened next is up for debate.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick claimed that he was assaulted by the Kellys, including the mom, Ellen. She got in on the fight, too. But the Kellys claim that Fitzpatrick tried to molest one of the daughters, one of Ned Kelly's sisters, basically. And the assault, which included a shot to the wrist, was kind of a self-defense thing.
So the judge was prone to side with Fitzpatrick. He reviewed the case 6 months later, and he sentenced Ellen to 3 years in jail for her role in this fight, and then also said that he would have given Ned and Dan 15 years each, but they had disappeared.
Yeah, Ned and Dan had fled into the Wombat Ranges and set up camp in the hills, which they knew well. 2 of their friends, Steve Hart and Joe Byrne, joined them there. In October 1878, though, a team of four policemen were sent to track this new Kelly gang, as they were known, down where they were camping out. Then, on October 26th, the police and the Kelly gang had a confrontation at Stringybark Creek. In some sources, you'll see that it was a police raid on the Kelly camp, and others you see that the Kellys actually ambushed and bailed up or robbed the police. Regardless of how the confrontation came about, a gunfight ensued, and the three policemen were killed. One, McIntyre, escaped to tell the tale back in Melbourne. And after that, I mean, this was really a turning point for them. After that, the government declared the four Kelly gang members outlaws and put a high price on their heads. They even passed something called the Outlawry Act. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right,
it's a really difficult word to say.
Of a strange word. But this law basically said that the rights and the property of the outlaws are forfeit, and any citizen can kill them on sight. Sympathizers, and they had many at the time, could also be imprisoned and lose all of their belongings as well.
Okay, so you'd think after this new act, the Kelly gang would have sort of tried to play it cool. You know, you might have your friends turn into enemies suddenly if there's a reward, or your friends could get into trouble for sympathizing with you. But it didn't cause the Kelly gang to lay low at all. Less than 6 weeks later, on December 10th, 1878, they raided the town of Euroa and robbed the bank and stole food from the shops in the town. Of course, they made off with a lot of gold and cash, 2,000 pounds worth, but Ned also stole deeds and mortgages held in the bank safe. And this is something that really endeared him to the struggling free selectors in Victoria, to the poor people. They saw the banks as discriminating against poor Irish settlers in the area. This reminded me a little bit of Bonnie and Clyde. People liked them for robbing banks.
Yeah, once they got away, the Kelly gang divided up the loot between themselves, their families, and their sympathizers. So again, sharing with people who helped them out. Authorities increased the reward for the Kellys at this point from 2,000 pounds to 4,000, but this didn't have an effect on the loyalty of their supporters at all. They even wrote songs about it. So here's just a little bit from one here. "Oh, Paddy dear, did you hear the news that's going round? On the head of bold Ned Kelly, they have placed 1,000 pounds. For Steve Hart and Dan Kelly, 500 more they'll give. But if the sum were doubled, sure the Kelly boys would live."
I wish we could set that to some music.
I know. If only we knew what the tune was supposed to be.
Maybe some of y'all do. We're both thinking the same thing. So, you know, obviously, if you have people writing folk ballads about you, you're pretty popular. And that loyalty really continued into their next job, which was a raid on Girildery. And during that, they locked up police officers in their own cells and masqueraded around town in the police uniform. So pretty bold stuff.
Yeah, and they did their usual. They held up banks and shops again, and they locked up the townspeople in the hotel. It wasn't so bad to be a hostage, though. As long as you weren't a policeman, right. Apparently, the Kelly gang treated everyone to drinks, and Ned made speeches. They made off with 2,000 pounds once again, and once again, they also burned mortgages. Ned also left a 10,000-word statement with a bank teller that came to be known as the Girildery Letter. Now that letter only exists in a copy, but it's got some pretty interesting content. It catalogs complaints and grievances of Ned Kelly and his gang against the government, the police, wealthy squatters, and basically just shows his whole point of view and why.
Lays it all down.
Why people sympathize with him.
So at this point, the Kelly gang was really riding high, but they were also kind of nervous because the police seemed to be getting too hot on their trail. They needed to shake them off somehow. So their last raid took place June 27th, 1880, on a small town surrounding a rail station called Glenrowan. But the raid was really about more than just getting loot this time. The night before, they killed a man named Aaron Sherritt, who was a one-time peer, but who had also been acting as a sort of double agent. So he was a friend of the Kelly gangs, but he was informing on them to the police. And so they had reason to kill him for that fact, of course, but they also hoped that his murder would lure the bulk of the special district police force onto a train that would pass through Glenrowan. So his murder would essentially act as a trap for the police.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be, with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about comfort hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
So banking on the fact that all the police would be on this train, taking this train, the gang had lifted the rails off to the side near a hilltop with the intent of derailing the train and killing all the police on board and then picking off whomever was left.
Yeah, so after setting this up, they raided the town as usual, stole food and money, and locked up the locals in Glen Rowan's Jones Hotel, where they sang, danced, drank, and basically carried on with the crowd while they waited for the police to arrive. So it seemed like a pretty good plan, but Ned made a couple of major mistakes here. He told the hostages about his plans, for one, and then he let a few of them go home. One of them, a schoolteacher named Thomas Cornell, went to the track and warned the police by waving a lantern. So the train stopped just in time, and about 37 police got off and headed for the hotel. So when the Kelly gang heard the train stop, they knew the jig was up, and they had just one more move to pull out of their bag of tricks. A few months before the attack on Glen Rowan, plowshares and some cast iron started disappearing throughout the area, and it turns out that the gang had used it to create crude suits of armor for themselves. So a little bit about this armor, which has become famous over the years. It's one of the best known. Yeah, if you can easily look at pictures of this, and it's probably one of the best known things about Ned Kelly and the Kelly gang. This armor consisted of back and breastplates and an adjustable metal apron that protected the groin area of the wearer. And each suit, this is what I found really remarkable, each suit weighed 80 pounds. Only one of them, that was Ned's, had a helmet that had slits and a visor, and that itself weighed about 16 pounds. And he was the only one strong enough, supposedly, to wear the suit, the helmet, and still handle a gun at the same time.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be quite cumbersome, but...
Yeah, it doesn't look very comfortable if you do get a chance to check out these pictures. It's kind of like a broke-down Tin Man Wizard of Oz
suit. It does look like a really shabby Tin Man, and it looks like some pretty crucial areas are left vulnerable still, so maybe it's not quite worth it. Well, we're going to...
That's funny you should mention that, Sarah.
We'll find out more about that. So the bushrangers put on this crude armor and stood outside the hotel waiting for the police. And, of course, a gun battle ensued. And civilians trying to get out of the hotel during the fight didn't want to get caught in the crossfire. But the armor really didn't seem to do the gang that much good. It was clunky, of course, and it caused painful bruising. When it did stop a bullet, it just was like a sheet of cast iron hitting your chest, which couldn't be very comfortable.
So perhaps not surprisingly, Joe Byrne, Dan Kelly, and Steve Hart were all shot dead during that gunfight. Ned Kelly was shot in the foot, the arm, and the thumb, and several other places, it seems. He retreated into the bush and lost consciousness briefly. When he woke up, though, instead of escaping, he tried to attack the policemen, crashing out from behind them and firing at them the whole time. He fought them for about a half an hour, some sources say, before they finally took him down by a shotgun blast to the legs. After that, he was taken to Melbourne, where he recovered from all 30 of his wounds and stood trial and was found guilty, sentenced to be hung, even though there were public protests and some people even campaigned to have his sentence reduced.
Yeah, so Kelly was hanged on November 11th, 1880, and his last words were, "Such is life." But weirdly, he told Justice Barry,
who was the same judge who had sentenced his mom years ago.
Yeah, so he probably already had a grudge against him. But he told Justice Barry that he, Barry, would shortly follow him to the grave. And sure enough, Barry died of a heart attack just 2 weeks later.
Yeah, and this must have just only added to the legend that's lived on through stories and songs. In fact, Australia's first feature-length film was 1906's The Story of the Kelly Gang.
I wonder if there have been movies on Kelly since then, I'm sure.
I'm sure there are. I don't, unfortunately, have the names here, but I think there are many movies, books, stories, songs, as we've said. There are plenty of opportunities, including many biographies on Ned Kelly's life, to learn more about him.
Well, I think it's time for a new movie considering this lost, potentially rediscovered head, too.
Yeah, well, I think we'll have to wait to see how that mystery unravels a little more before that story is completely fleshed out, but I think you might be right. But, you know, even if you're not an expert on Ned Kelly, you could sort of invoke him in speech. There's a saying, if someone says you're as game as Ned Kelly, that means that you're highly courageous, wicked brave, willing to tackle big odds. So you could pass this on.
Yeah.
It's like a nice thing to say to people.
I hope the Australians say wicked brave. That's what you get from living in Boston.
Yeah. Well, what can I say? Language seems to stick with us no matter where we are.
Thank you so much for joining us today for this Saturday Classic. If you have heard any kind of email address or maybe a Facebook URL during the course of the episode, that might be obsolete. It might be doubly obsolete because we have changed our email address again. You can now reach us at historypodcast@iheartradio.com, and we're all over social media at Missed in History. And you can subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah!
and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.